Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the live broadcast of Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Quinlan Lee, and you're listening to your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation, and I want to welcome you this evening of October 29th, 2019. We are down to two more days left in October, and like I've said many times before, time flies when you are having fun. So I just hope that everyone had a great day. I hope that everyone is successfully walking in their greatness, and if you feel that you're not, well, you know what? Do something about it, because you're in control. You're the one who controls your life. You're the one who makes the decisions in your life. So if something is not going the way that you want it to go, well, guess what? Make some changes. Do some things. Take action. Make some effort in order to live the life that you want, in order to improve the quality of your life. Because you know what? I was just looking at something, and I don't remember who said it, and the lady said, your legacy is not the wealth that you build and the it's not the houses that you buy or the nice cars that you can get. Your legacy is in the people who you touch positively. And I firmly live my life by that the best that I can. And I never claim perfection. You know, I try to do what I do. But my purpose, my intent is to touch people's lives in a positive manner. And so, again, you're listening to Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. And this evening's topic is minding your own business. And I know that this is a tough topic because, to be honest with you, everybody struggles with minding their own business. You know what? I do. Other people do. I bet you can't meet one person who doesn't. And so that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about minding our own business and how it affects our ability to walk in our greatness when we don't or when we do. And I came upon this topic this evening because the other night I forgot where I was going and someone made a comment to me. So if you haven't looked at my blog, you can go to ewaterradio.net or, and you can look at my blog that I post up every Sunday night. And this Sunday night's blog was titled Lipstick, Heels, and Minding My Own Damn Business. And I encourage you to go read that. If you follow me on Instagram or if you follow me on Facebook, the link to the blog is there. On Instagram, I'm Phenomenally You, at Phenomenally You. And on Facebook, I am Nicole Quinlan, or I also have a page under Phenomenally You. But if you go to either of those pages and you click the link, you will go directly to my blog page and you'll be able to read this past Sunday's most recent entry called Lipstick, Heels, and Minding My Own Damn Business. And that's what we're going to talk about this evening. We're going to talk a little bit about what lipstick and heels mean, and then we're going to dive into, you know, this issue about minding your own business and how it can benefit you or not. But, you know, usually before I get into that, I like to talk about the current events. And I didn't really get to look up a lot of things, and I haven't been watching a lot of TV. Well, you know what? Tell the truth, shame the devil. I have been watching some TV. I've been hooked on Netflix, Killer Women, because I'm into all of this crime stuff. And it's just crazy. And as I'm looking at Killer Women, I looked at so many episodes, I still thought about this topic of minding our business. And it was crazy because I'm looking at each and every single one of these episodes, and all of them, every single one of them, are rooted in someone committed a crime based on what someone else is doing, or them wanting that person, them trying to, you know, be affirmed by somebody else, and them taking it too far, and ending up, you know, doing life sentences, you know, in jail, in prison. And so I just continue to, you know, really ponder what happens. What happens with people when their life goes down like that? And I guess it was just a coincidence, because it was actually Sunday night that I was going out to listen to some music, and someone told me that I needed to be at home with my family. And my response was, you know, you need to let people live their lives. And what you do to be happy and what the next person does to be happy, they're two different things. And neither of them are wrong. They're just two different things. And sometimes it's in our best interest just to mind our own business. And it's not always in our best interest to give our opinion or give our advice, especially if it's not asked for. And so that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, because I really do think that it affects our ability to walk in our greatness, our ability to claim happiness. And I think it's a really good topic, because I'm going to tell you what, when we look out into the world, nobody is minding their own business. That's what all of these gossip shows and reality shows, that's exactly what they're rooted in. You know, their hope is that you are so stuck on what they're doing that you don't even bother to spend time, you know, on yourself. So, you know, let's talk about that this evening. But before I go into that, like I always do, let's talk about some of the current events that's going on that I can just recall off the top of my head. Now, I do always listen to podcasts, and I like to listen to people's videos, and I follow a gentleman, and you guys probably know him, a comedian named Ricky Smiley. I think his Instagram is a Ricky Smiley Official or something like that. But he posted, he has the Ricky Smiley Show, and he posted a very heartfelt part of his show the other day. I don't know if you've been scrolling through your Facebook, but I even noticed that every third or fourth or fifth post is showing some kid that's gone, that's disappeared. And so I would not be responsible if I did not speak on that. And what I'm going to tell you is, whether you have small children or teenage children, whether you know small children or teenage children, they're your nieces and your nephews and your cousins. Again, you know, they're your godchildren, your friends' children. We need to keep an eye on our own, because it seems like it is a war against our children. Don't, you know, be fooled. Watch the things that your kids are doing. Watch them. You know, sometimes people think that I'm being really overprotective, but like, I live in a condo downtown Long Beach, and I won't let my 17-year-old daughter walk the dog late at night, because I'm going to tell you what, it's just too many crazy people in the world. So we have to start educating our kids about how to watch out, how to look, you know, pay attention to their surroundings, because so many of them, their faces deep into their cell phones. People walk down the streets with their headphones. People are not paying attention to their surroundings, or people are trusting people that they shouldn't be trusting with their children. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's always going to turn out bad, but we really just don't even want to see one incident of a child being abducted and then, you know, having the traumatic ending, as we did of this recent little girl they call Cupcake. And it's ridiculous. And so I encourage you to sit down and have a talk with your children, and teach them and educate them on being aware of their surroundings and what to do if someone does walk up to them that shouldn't be, or tries to take them somewhere they shouldn't be going. So, you know, I definitely felt a need to bring that up. Also, you know, we still have this stuff going on politically. And the only thing I'm going to tell you about that, as I say every single week, is knowledge is power, people. Knowledge is power. You know, I'm not big on telling you who to pick, but what I will tell you is, you know what, be aware of who you are supporting, who you are choosing as a leader. And don't, like I said last week, don't let people spoon feed you information. If you're going to support someone, support them because you have did your research and you know that they value what you value. You know that their end, their intent is to make your life better. And so again, I'm going to tell you, knowledge is power. Get out there and research the people that you are, the people that you are basically putting your life in their hands. And you know, don't do it just because, you know, of one thing. It always baffles me when I find someone who agrees with someone, everything that they do. It's no one in this world that we agree with everyone we do, everything that they do. But somehow when we're dealing with our political leaders, you know, that's what we do. I was listening to a podcast that Trevor Noah does, and that's what he was saying. He was saying that he wishes that people did politicians almost like how they do sports, their sports team. Like you could be a Patriots or a Cowboys fan. You could be a 49ers fan for 20 years. And you know when a player needs to be traded out or when you need a new coach, you may not turn your back on the whole team, but you don't always agree with all the players and all the coaches. And so the whole point is maybe we do need to treat politics a little bit like that. Maybe we do need to do a little bit more research. All I know is, you know, we need to make sure that we're putting people in power that care about what is happening to each and every single person in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, each and every single person in the world. Because, you know, when we turn our backs on one, we turn our backs on all. And you never know when you're going to be in a position where you need help. Because it's very easy to say what's not needed when you don't need it. But, you know what, God forbid the day that you do need it. And you've supported somebody who doesn't care if you get it. So again, knowledge is power. I always, always will tell you that. Because like I said, you're at the home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. So you know what? I'm gonna give you what I promised to give you. And so we're going to go ahead and continue with this conversation. But before we do that, let's go ahead and commercial. And then when we come back, we're going to get into the topic this evening of minding your own business. We'll be right back.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena, 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! joyfulexpressions.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we are back, and you're listening to the live broadcast of Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee, and you are listening to your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. If you're just now tuning in, this evening's topic is minding your own business, and I'm going to tell you what, I struggle, but I know what I need to do, and I work on it on a daily basis, because sometimes minding your own business is not fun, and sometimes that business that you're trying to get into is interesting, but what I do know is that most of the time, it is not beneficial to me, so I work every single day at minding my own damn business, and that's what I do. And I remember many years ago when I decided to make that effort. And I think it was just because I got tired of people in my business. And I had to sit back and realize, am I doing the same thing to other people? Because, you know, when I would, tell people things, or sometimes, you know, give opinions or you know, comment on something that really had nothing to do with me. I really felt like, you know, that's what I should be doing. And then I started realizing I don't like really people to do that to me unless, you know, you really see me hurting myself. But otherwise, or, you know, what I'm doing is affecting you. Otherwise, you know, I don't always want the comments. I don't always want people in my business. And I definitely don't want people in my business who have nothing to do with me. And it always seems like the main people who are minding your business and minding everybody's business, they're not affected by you. They're not around you all the time, but they're always up in it. And I don't care what you tell me, no one enjoys that. And so I started thinking about how that affects my ability to walk in my greatness. And that's when I started my journey on figuring out how to mind my own business, being conscious about it, so that when I caught myself straying, I knew how to get back on that path and walk straight again. Because, you know, it just was not a benefit for me. And I'm going to be very honest with you that since I've been practicing that, I can honestly tell you that, you know, I feel happier than before. I've been able to focus on other things that I didn't used to focus on. Because I'm telling you, sometimes you all up in somebody else's business, you so busy in someone else's business, you not doing what you need to do when it comes to you. You so worried and stressed out about someone else, and at some point, we're going to have to do better. And so that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about us minding our own business. And it's really something that is important and relevant today, because so much of what's out there kind of encourages people to be in other people's business. You have these people who are trolls on social media. You know, you have people, you know, shows like, and I'm not putting it down per se, but you have like even these almost like magazine shows or these gossip shows like TMZ that every day are feeding people in society this information. And when you really think about it, how does that information really benefit you? How does the information really benefit you? How does it make your life better? But you looking for it and you waiting for it and you having long conversations about it, and some people are arguing about it. Some people are losing friendships over stuff that don't have anything to do with them because they're disagreeing on somebody else's life. And at some point, you have to take a step back. You know, in my opinion, and again, this is my opinion, just like the disclaimer said, is that if you have that much time to talk about somebody else's business, maybe you need to take a step back and look within yourself and say, why is everything out my mouth about somebody else? Why is everything out my mouth dealing with somebody else's business and not my own? And I'm telling you, these are questions that I ask myself personally. Nicole, why are you so worried about what they're doing? Nicole, why are you in their business? Why are you having a debate over somebody else's life that is not your life and has nothing to do with you? And I remember when I made the decision that, you know what, this no longer benefits me. This no longer benefits me. And it's a hard decision to make because I think it is innately what we do is that sometimes we just in everybody else's business because, you know, like I said, sometimes it's interesting. Sometimes, you know, at the moment it's fun, you know. And so you have to make the decision, do I want to be a part of this? How does it benefit me? It just seems to me like there's a lot of people that are experiencing dissatisfaction in their life, and it's rooted in drama and madness that has nothing to do with them at all, nothing at all. It's so interesting because one of the places I like to go listen to music, you know, I found that it's people who just decided not to go there anymore because it's people, this was all up in your business. You know, you can't even sit down and be friendly, or you can't even sit down and mind your own business, you know, mind your own business without somebody being in your business and trying to figure out what you're doing or making assumptions about you. And at some point, you just don't want to be around that energy anymore. And so me personally, I started thinking to myself, am I what, emitting that kind of energy out into the world myself? Because I don't like it when it's on me. I don't like it. And I dang straight don't want to do to somebody what I don't like done to me. And so a few years ago, when I made that decision, it was hard. And not only was it was hard, I got, what is it called? Lashback. That's what it's called. I really did. Where people were like, oh, so you just can't. Oh, so you too good to have this conversation. Oh, you know, and it wasn't that. I don't think I'm too good. But I definitely want to walk in my greatness. I definitely want to be all that I can be. I definitely don't want to walk past an open door that's for me because I'm so busy looking the other way, dealing with other people's stuff, that I don't even see what's been presented before me that's for me. And so I want to talk about that. And so I want to start off tonight with why people don't mind their own business. I already talked about this. One of the first things, because I wrote a list, one of the first things, I think it's entitlement. It's entitlement. We somehow are in this place in life where we think that our opinion really, you know, everybody wants it. Where if we have it, we're just going to give it, whether someone asks you for it or not. Because we feel like we have a right to. You know, people make up so many reasons why they have a right to be in your business. They have a right to be in your business because they're your family. They have a right to be in your business because they're older than you. They have a right to be in your business because they feel like they're more educated than you. They have a right to be in their business because they just feel like they, you know, they've been on the job longer. Or, you know, like I said, you know, just they just have a right. And it's so crazy how we fool ourselves into thinking that our word is the end-all, be-all. It's so much the end-all, be-all that we just going to give it whenever. We're going to get up in somebody else's business. We're going to give them our opinions when they weren't asked for. And then we are going to have the nerve to be upset when they don't want to take it. And it's crazy. And I've done it. I've been offended. I've sat back and been like, you know what, they just don't even know. You know, I tried to tell them. Well, everybody doesn't want to be told. Right? Why do people get in your business? They don't have anything else to do, like I said. Looking for excitement. Trying to create some excitement in their life because it's something lacking, you know, something lacking that they haven't dealt with. And so instead of dealing with the issues within their life, you know, they're looking outside of everybody else. They're looking at everybody else's stuff. They're looking at everybody else's stuff. And they're getting entertained off of everybody else's stuff. And you know, they're in everybody else's stuff, but they haven't dealt with their own stuff. You know, sometimes people are in other people's business because they feel like that life is better than theirs. And I think that's a lot of times what we see when it comes to celebrities. When we come to people who are so committed to these celebrities. I remember it was so crazy because I remember when Michael Jackson passed away. You know, I've always been a Michael Jackson fan. Like, I wasn't running around with a glove on my hand, but, you know, I was a Michael Jackson fan. You know how back in the day somebody was either a Prince fan or they was a Michael Jackson fan? I was a Michael Jackson fan. You know, my best friend, she's a Prince fan. I like Prince, but, you know, I was about Beat It and Billie Jean. You know, she's about Purple Rain, you know. And we used to have these conversations, but I remember when Michael Jackson passed away. And I remember when I came to work at the time, my boss at the time, you know, she actually was surprised that I came into work, right? Because she really thought that I was so invested in Michael Jackson, this celebrity, that I would be too devastated to go to work. You know, and I liked Michael Jackson, right? But there are people who were devastated. There are people who followed every move that he made. There are people who talked about his children and talked about, you know, if he was a virgin and talked about if his voice was, you know, low or deep and all up in his stuff and never would meet him in their lives. Just deep, deep into his life. But again, ignoring their own life, ignoring their own issues, worried about his problems, what he's doing, but not worried about their problems and what they're doing and about resolving them. Why do people mind other people's business? Right? Why do people mind other people's business? Because they're not walking in their own greatness. They haven't recognized that they need to. You know what? I'm going to correct myself because I'm not going to say they're not walking in their own greatness because I firmly believe that everybody is walking in their own greatness just at a different pace. And so even when it seems somebody is down on their luck, I still think that there's greatness there. It just has not been recognized. And you cannot, you know, negate something that just is. And I do believe that most people are innately great. They just have to recognize it in order to put it into play. And when you do recognize it, then you're able to, you know, walk in your greatness and it shows and you're able to let it become something real. When you're up in other people's business, you're so deep in other people's business that you're not deep into your journey like you should be. You know, so you can't find your purpose. You don't understand because you're too busy in somebody else's stuff. And the last one that I wrote about it was, and I think that just goes with entitlement. And I put that captain, you remember I used to call people Captain Save-A-Ho? But I put the Captain Save-A-Ho mentality. They feel they are saving you from yourself. You know how many people, you know, they mad that you won't take on their opinions or you won't take their advice or, you know, you say, you know, I didn't really ask you, I don't want. And they're like, well, you know what, I'm trying to save you from yourself. You don't even see the path that you're walking down on. I'm trying to save you from yourself. And there's a lot of legitimacy in that. But you can't force someone to take on your opinion as true. It's something that they need to consider. People have to be ready to walk in their greatness. And all you can do is lead by example. So those are some of the things, you know, why people don't mind their business. They just feel like they have a right to be in other people's business. They don't have anything else to do. They sometimes feel that, you know, the business that they're in, they feel like they're better than them. They would never admit it. You know, they're failing to walk in their own greatness. So, you know, they looking at somebody else in somebody else's business. Or they just feel like, you know, their words are so great and it's going to save you from unnecessary heartache and heartbreak. I found a quote that's by a lady named Ann Landers. And she said, make somebody happy today, mind your business. Am I saying that every time somebody's in your business, it's wrong? No. What I can tell you from my experiences, though, the people that I come across that are always in somebody else's business just seem like they just not up to any good, and it's not positive. And I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person sitting around in someone else's business and talking about them. And so I say to the listeners, do you? Is that what you want to be? Is that how you want to come across to people? I also found a passage that said, minding your own business doesn't mean you do not handle your responsibility or are ignoring the world around you. It means knowing when it's best to avoid interfering in other people's business. or interfering in something else that's going on. So it doesn't mean that you're walking around ignoring things around you and you just, you know, letting people sink and you're not offering help. But it does mean that you are consciously making a decision about when you will interfere, when you will offer up your opinion or a suggestion or pull someone aside and have a conversation with them. But let me tell you what, that's all in good intent. And when you have those conversations are between you and that person and not between you, that person, everybody else that you tell about it. You know, you have to think about it. Do you like people in your business? Do you want people talking about your business? Do you want people to respect your space? Do you want people to respect your time when you may not be going through the best of times every day? People are going through serious, serious things. And so you can't take that. You know, you can't take how they feel in their business for granted. You can't forget that they are people. They have feelings, that they have lives, and they're going through it. Even if you don't agree with it, even if they put themselves in that circumstance. Because a lot of people think that you're supposed to listen to them just because you made a wrong mistake. And let me, I'm the first person. I have people who will tell me the truth in my life. Thank God. Amen on that. Because I really do. And I have been blessed with a tribe that I know will be brutally honest with me, that I invite into my business, that do not judge me even when I make wrong decisions. And take my word for it, I make some wrong decisions. I turn left a lot of times when I should turn right. I stop a lot of times when I should be going. And I go a lot of times when I need to be stopping. And the one thing I can tell you is that I do have people in my life that I am very honest with and who are very honest with me. And maybe that's why I'm real sensitive about people being in my business, because I invite the people that I want into my business. And everybody is not there in their life, but I invite the people that I want in my business. And I would hope that they understand that that means that I feel they're important. That means that I trust them. And I would hate to think, you know, that they're running around everywhere in my business or have ill will against me or, you know, and are just, you know, listening to me just to get in, you know, just to have the latest gossip. You know, so we have to think about that. What spectrum are you on? Are you someone who's in everyone's business or not? Are you someone who starts gossip 24/7, starts mess 24/7, and it doesn't have anything to do with you? You're out here telling, you know, information that you don't need to be telling. It has nothing to do with you. It's not hurting you. They don't live with you. You don't talk to them on a daily basis. You really don't even like them, but you got their name in your mouth. I mean, think about the kind of person that you want to be. Think about, you know, what you want people to think of you. Again, remember what I said, minding your own business doesn't mean you do not handle your responsibility or that you are ignoring your responsibilities. It means that you are making a conscious effort. You are making a conscious decision about when and when not to get in somebody's business. When and when not to share somebody's business. When and when not to participate in gossip. Again, how do we walk in our greatness if we don't self-audit ourselves and we don't look within ourselves and figure out where our faults are? And we all have faults. And this is a fault that I, like I said in the beginning, that I think every single person has, without a doubt. Everyone struggles with it. Oh, I can tell you guys some stories. I can honestly tell you I have lost friendships over being in business and letting something come out of my mouth that probably didn't have any business coming out of my mouth. None of my damn business. And I was in it. And then, you know, you feel some kind of way because, you know, that person's mad because now they done found out, or, you know, they mad at you because they're like, you know, why did you open your mouth? Oh, I've been there and done that in my younger days. In my younger days. And then the day that I said, I don't want that done to me. And, you know, when it was done to me after I made the decision, the conscious decision not to be that person, I was pissed off. And my feelings was hurt. And I felt betrayed. You know, and I thought to myself, this is you guess what? What you put out is what you get. And so maybe that's what it is. Karma is a bitch sometimes. And so let's not put that out so you don't get it. And that's why we talk about it. So what's the benefits of minding your own business? Because I already said that you already know that, you know, being in somebody's business sometimes can be entertaining. And I would be lying if I said that it wasn't. Hearing some good gossip about somebody's business, whether you should know sometimes, is nice and juicy. And yeah, it is. It can be entertaining. You can get some giggles off of it. But what you can do and what you should do are two different things. So what's the benefits of minding your own business, of practicing minding your own business? It frees up your time for you to focus on yourself. I always think of the trolls and stuff that I see on Facebook and Instagram and behind these fake accounts. And you really have time in your life to take the time out to have this focus on somebody else's life that you're so focused on that you have had arguments with people, and like I said, you've created fake accounts, or, you know, you're going back and forth with people. You are wasting energy. You're wasting energy that you could use to focus on yourself. You're limiting your potential because you're not working on yourself because you're so busy working on dealing with somebody else's business. You're not working on yourself. You can use all that energy to focus on improving yourself. Focus on improving yourself physically. Focus on improving yourself mentally. Focus on improving yourself emotionally and spiritually. Focus on trying to figure out what makes you happy. What are the most simple things that make you happy? But you haven't taken the time to do that because you're so busy in everybody else's business. So busy in everybody else's business, you don't even have your business in order. And so a benefit of minding your business is that you can use that energy to improve who you are as a person, to finally figure out what your purpose is in life, to stop blocking your blessings, to focus on you. The benefits of minding your own business. I put it that it's intrusive, which is backwards, but I'm going to say then you will become a person that people want to trust because people pay more attention than you think. You will become somebody that somebody wants to confide in because, like I said, people pay way more attention than you think. Way more attention. I know for a fact I have friends who are trustworthy because they probably could have taken me down with some of the information that I have given them and they haven't. But the benefit of minding your own business is that, you know, people see the good in you. And then you're leading by example. People see themselves in the people that they look at around them. And they see, you know, someone who can live their life and not be scandalous and not be in people's business and still be happy and still seem like they're loving life. So benefit of minding your own business. A major one is that it reduces unneeded stress. Like I said in the beginning, a lot of people are out here losing their minds over things that have nothing to do with them. Stressed out, feeling anxious, getting depressed, feeling sad, feeling overwhelmed, feeling like they just can't take anymore. I don't have anything to do with them. They so deep off into someone else's business. They done got in an argument with somebody over it. Now they stressing out. They have drama in their lives for no reason because it doesn't have anything to do with them. Sometimes you have to let people be. You have to let people do what they do because sometimes that's the lesson. The lesson that most of us need is we need to do what we do and deal with the consequences of what we do. And a lot of times you have to let people do what they do. Right? A lot of times you have to let people do what they do.
that we're not even paying attention to the social issues that are going on around us that affect us every single day. We're not even paying attention to it. And that's fearful. That's scary. That we're so much more concerned with everything else that's going on, but we're not concerned with the social issues that affect us every day. So I want you to think about some of the stuff I just told you, and let's go ahead and go to a commercial. And when I come back, we're going to close out with this conversation about minding your own business.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we are back. You're listening to Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. And I had to change up my mic. So I'm not sure if I went blank or not, but if I did, hopefully you can hear me now. So I'm thinking let me tell you guys something. This is the life of a live broadcast. So I have this mic. So it seems like everything is going well, and then sometimes it just goes blank. And so we're thinking that that's just what it did. I won't know until I listen to the show, because honestly, I can't hear anything when the mic is on. And so if I blanked out, I apologize. But guess what? I'm back, and you can hear my fabulous voice now. And so I'm going to continue with the conversation of minding your own business. We're down to like the last 12 minutes of the conversation. And so what I want to do is I do want to focus on some steps that we can take that helps us, you know, remain on the path to minding our own business. And again, I want to reiterate that minding our own business, it doesn't mean that we just let our friends fall. It doesn't mean that we don't give advice. It doesn't mean even that we don't give our opinion. I'm saying you have to know what your motive is. You have to be honest with yourself. Why are you in someone's business? How is this benefiting you? So I feel like there are three questions that you need to ask yourself, or three things that you need to consider. The first one is ask yourself, how does this situation directly affect me? Why do I even want to get involved? How is this going to affect me? Consider how getting involved will affect your physical, mental, emotional, or even spiritual health. How is this going to affect my physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual health? And lastly, consider how people feel when you interfere, when you are in their business. And you know what? I want to add another one to it. Consider how you feel when people are in your business and you don't want them in your business. So let's talk about the first one. Ask yourself how this situation directly affects you. You're about to get involved in this drawn-out, dramatic conversation, or listen to this gossip, or go gossip to someone else and tell somebody else's business, or, you know, offer up an opinion or a suggestion that it wasn't asked for. Before you do that, ask yourself, why? How does this situation directly affect me? Why do I want to do this? How does this affect me? The next thing, consider how getting involved will affect your physical, mental, and emotional health. I think a lot of times we fail to even consider this. We fail to consider how we are affected physically and emotionally, how we're affected mentally and spiritually. And then when it goes south and sour, we mad at that person. We mad at the people, the other people. But we make the decision. We are in control of what we will be involved in and what we won't be involved in. We are in control of what we allow people to say to us and what we don't allow people to say to us. I have people who feel some kind of way when they come to me sometimes with gossip, and I stop them in their tracks. Nope. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not being a goody-two-shoe. I have my moments. You know, I have my moments with my friends where we have conversations. You know, there's some gossip in there. But my intent in life is I'm not living my life like that. And sometimes, I have to tell people, I'm not going to be involved in this. Sorry. And I do get a negative reaction. And I'm willing to deal with that. I'm willing to deal with that. And you know what's crazy? I know a lot of people who are like, they're like, well, my job, this is what I do, this is what I have to do. And I beg to differ. I beg to differ. I just told someone today, I don't compromise who I am as a person for anybody. I don't make every step right. I don't make every decision right. I don't do everything right. But what I know for a fact is that the decisions I make in my life, whether they're right or wrong, I think about them. I move forward. I know what I'm doing. And it's not rooted in what somebody else is making me do. And I do not compromise who I am as a person for someone else. Not a job. Nope. Not a relationship. Nope. It's not going to happen. And it took me a long time to get there. It took me a long time to get there. But I just don't feel like that's something that I need to do. The next thing is consider how people feel when you interfere. You already know how someone is going to take your opinion or you being in their business. Let's go a step higher. Consider how people feel when they find out that you've been up in their business and they didn't invite you up into it. Consider that. Consider what their reaction would be if they heard you, if they heard what you were saying. Let that be a guide to you. Let that be a guide to you about what should not be talking to, what business you need to be minding and business you don't need to be minding. And the last one I said is consider how you feel when people are in your business and you don't want them to be. And then proceed accordingly. That's almost like do unto others what you want them to do unto you. You don't want people walking around in your business, talking to other people about your business, gossiping about you. You don't want that. So let me ask you this. Why would you do that with someone else? Why would you do that about someone else? Why would you participate in that? My hope this evening is that this conversation triggers something within your mind that makes you want to look within yourself. It makes you want to audit yourself, self-assess yourself, and ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? I had the most powerful conversation with someone today at work who basically told me that they had to self-audit themselves, and they were forced to do it. They didn't even want to do it. They fought it. They fought it, and they walked out of it. And then they took a look at their lives, and they thought of all the people that they always disappoint, all of the promises that they always break. And they had to one day admit that they were just not the best person in the world. And it was powerful because I talk about self-auditing all the time, but it was one of the first times I had a conversation with someone who really said I wasn't a nice person. And I had to really accept that and be accountable for that. I had to really sit down and look at the kind of person that I was and be honest with myself and not lie to myself. I had to be honest because I was only cheating myself. It was a very, very powerful conversation. And so this is what my goal is when I have these kind of conversations on Tuesday night. I'm not chastising anyone. I'm not trying to say that I don't do these things. Like I said, I do. But we have to be conscious of the things that we do that hinder our ability to walk in our greatness so that we can fix them and that we can work against them. Because life is not promised. And the day that I leave this earth, I want to feel like I did something. I want to feel like that when you think of me and when someone says, you know, Nicole, she's not here anymore. That is, that they have, somebody thinks that I left a positive mark on this world. And I promise you, life is short. My mom lost her brother this week. My coworker lost his aunt the same day. I know somebody else who's in the process of losing their mother. What I will tell you is do not take life for granted. Don't think that you can wait until tomorrow to improve, to become the best person that you can be, to look within yourself so that you're able to identify what your purpose is and walk in your purpose and walk in your greatness. Don't wait until tomorrow. Start today. Start right now. Self-audit. Look within yourself. Who do you want to be? Your legacy is not in that job. Your legacy will not be in your bank account. Your legacy will not be how many cars you have or that Gucci purse or those Gucci shoes. Your legacy will not be in how you look. Your legacy will not be in your tight body. Your legacy is in how many lives you can touch positively, directly or indirectly. And most of the time it's indirectly because people lead by example. The great people that we speak of today, they're not even here anymore. Half of us didn't even live with them when they walked the earth. But we talk about them today. We remember them today. We honor them today, not because of the money they made, but because of the greatness that they displayed, that they exhibited. That's what we talk about when we talk about people like Martin Luther King. Even when we talk about people like Malcolm X or the recently deceased Nikki Giovanni or Maya Angelou, we don't talk about the money that they made. We talk about the lives that they touched. I don't know about you, but that's what I want to be. I want to touch some life. So as you walk away from this show tonight, just think about it. Think about it. Think about what kind of person you want to be. Think about what kind of legacy that you want to live. Think about what you need to do to walk in your greatness. And think about what you need to do to identify your purpose in life so that you can choose happiness and be happy. And if you've heard it nowhere before, you will hear it here. But first, let me thank you for supporting me every week. But please do not forget your greatness. You're wonderful. You are fabulous. You are marvelous. You are phenomenal. Thank you for supporting Phenomenally You. Have a wonderful evening. God bless and good night.